Californian Brett Denon is our guest on the World Cafe today. He's a soft-spoken 6'5 plus of a man. His first album is plain-spoken and hard to resist. I asked Brett to describe where he grew up in California.
Well, I grew up in Oakdale, California. It's a small little agricultural town in the very center of California, on the edge of the valley on your way up to Yosemite. But now I live in Los Angeles.
A little bit different.
A little bit different.
And I understand you were homeschooled, which apparently is like the major importance of you developing as an artist.
Well, some might say that. Yeah, I guess the major importance of me developing as a human being, I would rather say. I was homeschooled until the age of seventh grade, where I went into public school and was shocked for 2 years, then learned how to cope and adjust throughout high school, then got to college and decided that I didn't want to be in school, and I wanted to play music.
What was the biggest adjustment when you made that switch to junior high, I guess?
I guess basically just learning how kids work, people work in social groups, the cliques that form, the cool kids, the preps, the jocks, the cowboys, the cowgirls. There were a lot of cow people in the school that I went to.
Now, what? How did you end up being homeschooled? What were your parents?
It was mostly my mother's decision. I mean, my dad was down for it as well, but my mom was against putting me in public school because she wanted my developing years to all be spent under her care, and I'm glad she did it.
Was she an artist?
She was. She is. She's a painter. She draws pictures. She works in the museum. She puts together pieces in the museum that she works at. She actually has a degree in art history.
Now, where did music come in for you? Did she bring in people to teach you? No.
Music actually wasn't a part of my childhood. I listened to a lot of music, but I didn't start playing music until I got a guitar, and I was around 12 or 13, and I started to take lessons, and then I quit lessons, and then developed an ear for music, just listening to CDs and playing along, and that's mostly how I learned to play music. But we did a lot of writing and drawing and painting in homeschool, but no music, really.
Interesting. Well, you certainly have your own way of going about a tune. There's all kinds of things going on in there. It's a little bit funky. It's certainly draws on, I guess, what we would call folk, but there's all kinds of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll find out more what you were listening to and all that, but why don't you all play a tune for
us
first off?
Great. This song is called By and By. As close as I am to you, like the bell of liberty, I'll ring a sound that's true. And days go by, and seasons too. In time, our love may digress with words we can renew. You that I love you by and by. I don't know if I'd survive without a friend like you in my life. The words to purvey, how it is I feel for you, it's hard for me to say, but
If we keep it simple, I think it's better that way. Tangled words tend to lead my messages astray. Oh, I tell you that I love you by and by. I don't know if I'd survive without a friend like you in my life. Oh, no, no. The land. If we don't, we may find ourselves washed up with the sand. Oh, I tell you that I love you by and by. I don't know if I survive without a friend like you in my life. I will say it again, child. Oh, I tell you that I love you by and by. I don't know if I'd survive without a friend like you in my life. Oh, no. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
That's By and By. Brett Denon is playing live for us today on the cafe. And Brett, who's playing drums?
This is Randy Schwartz.
Nice combination, acoustic guitar and drums.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely. So what has your experience been playing out? Have you done that all along?
Only for the past 2.5-3 years now. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was in a band, and Randy has been in bands for most of his adult life, I would say, throughout high school, playing at parties and, you know, college parties and stuff like that. But for the past 2.5-3 years, we and I have been playing at little clubs, coffee shops, big clubs, music festivals. It's been a lot of fun.
And what have you learned doing that about
well,
people?
The biggest thing we've learned is that every show is going to be completely different. And you end up learning something important from every show about how to interact on stage with each other, how to interact with the audience, how to put yourself out there, how to not be selfish about what you put out there, how to receive, how to be professional, how to have fun,
right.
How to tap into your inner joy when you play.
Well, there's something really intimate about what you do, and you kind of require people to get to a certain place as an audience, and that's got to be a challenge, too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing to do to play to people when they're running by on the street or something like that. There is a level of intimacy in the connectedness of what we're doing together on drums and guitar, but also the lyrics. Majority of the lyrics are straight from the heart, and you want to sing those lyrics. It's like telling someone you love them. You want it to be heard, and you don't want to be rejected. But then also at the same time, you have to learn to just let the lyrics be lyrics and open yourself up and not worry about if it's going to come back to you or if it's going to be received or mm-hmm. if you're going to be rejected or mm-hmm. not.
And you probably don't know that until you probably, in some cases, you never know it, but yeah. but maybe after the gig, you might know it.
You might know it.
Yeah.
And you might not.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Well, I will say that playing your music on the radio, people have responded to, and I think it's one of the most intimate environments you can hear music. Uh-huh. It's like sitting in your car, and uh-huh. a lot of people listen to radio in their car. Yeah. I think it's really valuable that way.
Uh-huh.
But one of the tunes that people really seemed to be captured by was Desert Sunrise. And could you do that one?
Definitely.
Summer raindrops, they're precious, and tongues twist. Oh, but I've been waiting all this life in the company of one, and I know I am young, but I don't want to be alone. If you could only just consider the two of us, and I know, darling, I could be so good to you. I see you rising upon the horizon. light into my day, and I'm coasting, coasting on your rays. I awoke and spoke through the mist of a mystic bliss, casting shadows on all my days, moon yesterdays. Do you remember that you told me, darling, that I was so real? Tell you all my tears for you. We'll cross that bridge again someday. I know we will. I hope we will. In the desert moon rise into the night. Before we lay our heads, I wish to walk under the splendor of starlight, sing so sweetly. It's the sweetest sound, yes. And I become weak in the knees. I drop down, kiss the ground, and all my cares lie far below. In this earth I wish to die. In this hearth my fire grows.
Brett Denon is playing live today in the World Cafe, and that's Desert Sunrise, one you'll find on his debut album. And Brett, when I hear you play that, I listen to what Randy Schwartz is playing on drums and realize he could pick up on a whole bunch of other different rhythms you got going on inside of that. When I called your music funky at the beginning, I think people might not have understood what I meant. But
yeah.
Well, you definitely like to play around with rhythms.
I like to play around with rhythms. Also, I think what you mentioned, we like to have a lot of space in the music to be open for interpretation, but also to go in different directions, and then just to have that space there. It's a lot of fun to play around, you know, move around the space and then also go inside the space, fill it with different things. And this song, I know for Randy, has got to be a real fun song for you to play.
Yeah.
Because he's got so much freedom to play around and be melodic and do different rhythms on the drums. There's so much space in the verses of that song.
Definitely in there. Brett and Randy are our guests today, and they're playing music live, mostly from this new album. What do you want to do next?
I think we're going to do All We Have. You ready? Thank you.
does enough well for everyone, but some have most and most have some. There's enough food for us all to flourish. Tell me why are so many malnourished? They say there's weakness in an empty pocket. No, and I tell you there's weakness in an empty heart. You say there's strength and the power to control, and I tell you no, there's strength in only love and compassion in the all that we have is hope and love. So don't you worry, child, so don't you worry about a thing, and the none but those can lift us up so we can rise above, so we can rise above and all that we have is hope and love. So don't you worry, child, so don't you worry about a thing, and the none but those can lift us up so we can rise above, so we can rise above the madness. Sicknesses, no matter what hurts you. Hey!
Great way to finish things off with All We Have from Brett Denon and Randy Schwartz are playing live for us today on the Cafe. Brett, thanks so much for your music.
Thank you so much for having us in here. I've been listening to the show for a long time, so it's definitely a pleasure, and it's wonderful to be in Philadelphia.
Brett Denon will be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.
Once again, thanks to Brett Denon for joining us. You can find his album at our World Cafe CD store, which is on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.